Missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive moment. This one is ridiculous, actually. Sports tournaments just for enhanced athletes. What are your thoughts? This is ludicrous. So, a new company hoping to infuse unprecedented levels of science, money, and performance-enhancing drugs into Olympic-style sports says it will hold its first formal competition in May 2025, where, we're not surprised, in a desert, Las Vegas. So, Enhanced Games announced plans Wednesday to host in exactly 1 year its first annual competition, in which athletes will be allowed, if not outright encouraged, to use the PEDs like steroids, testosterone, and growth hormones that are typically legal to possess but banned in sports. Organizers say they hope to remove the stigma of using these substances and promote safer ways to push the limits of... Listen, these people will get you sued because people are going to get so desperate to win this particular competition that they will take as many
enhancement drugs as possible.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? This doesn't
augur very well. I don't know if I agree with you, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I come from Pimville.
Venda. There is a lot of doping right now happening.
Yes.
Right? And of course, that is for... sports that actually prohibit the usage of these enhancement drugs. But so many people are doing it that I do feel like there's a market for it. I was taken to Andy earlier and say that after Lewis Hamilton was stripped of all his titles, the only eligible cyclist after that was number 8.
Who? Lewis Hamilton.
Gita Hamilton.
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
I'm so sorry. I think even go Andy Gita Lewis Hamilton.
Don't bring Andy's things here.
I'm sorry. Only the 8th person was eligible to take that race. So people are doping.
What do you mean? That means number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. All of them were doping.
Yes.
Well, Lance Armstrong and 7 other people.
Yes. It was the 8th. It was the biggest story in cycling history.
What do you mind, sister? Marion Jones,
the runner.
The athlete,
the sprinter.
Yeah.
Also was found doping.
Even the Canadian guy.
Guys, they're already doing it. Don't you think it will be better in a controlled environment? Because look at bodybuilders. Bodybuilders use a lot of enhancement for their muscles to be that bulky and whatever. That's why Banal did see
Katanga.
They're already doing it.
I think we're taking the wrong route. Much as we know that they're taking it, we should not be encouraging people. And I mean, they're offering a lot of money. We're talking $250,000. No, this is not right, Komuzo. This is not right. It's like basically saying we already know people drive under the influence. Let people just get drunk and drive on our roads.
It's not the same.
It is the same.
Would you not want to see what Usain Bolt would look like if he was superhuman? Like if he was doping.
If he was doping?
Yeah. Nah. Would you not want to see that? I think that's a sight for sore eyes.
That means we'll fly, Moss.
My point is, what's the fun in that? They still have to work out, guys. They still have to follow a certain regimen. They still need to put in work.
Hold on. Let me ask you.
Sure.
Would you take banned substances to perform certain things in, like, sporting-wise?
Sure.
Would you?
I'm not an athlete, right?
You're not answering a question.
So if I was an athlete and I am done, like my career is over, and this thing opened up, I would want to see what that would have done for me had it been allowed in the sport.
Yeah, but
I would.
Yeah, but you know,
as a retired athlete, but as a person, obviously this is not, these are not people that can participate in proper Olympics and other athletic codes, right? They can't participate. But if I'm retired, what harm?
But at the same time, it's
going to do a lot of harm, because then you're going to have people who sell illegal drugs, and you're going to help this type of business to thrive. And, you know, and because I then think that even young kids will also think this is the way to go.
Yeah, this is the quickest way to get results.
Get money.
Yeah, this is the quickest way to be an elite athlete. This is the quickest way to get my gold medal.
No.
So I can just take these illegal substances. No, it's wrong.
No, I think we're just being righteous about it.
Who's honestly being righteous?
You and
no,
you.
No, we just don't like it.
Maybe you don't like it, but if you know that you are performing at an enhanced athlete Olympics, this does not hamper anybody else who wants to compete in other Olympics.
What happens when these Olympics are over?
What do you mean? You continue training.
And then you stop this thing.
No, you continue training.
Because then you're addicted, ne?
So we also don't know how it works. I honestly don't know. People that take steroids, they're very addictive. People that are on steroids are
when they leave the steroids,
they are also angry. Steroids people are very angry. They're very aggressive.
Oh, you're singing a different song now. 22 minutes past 4. Good afternoon.
I'm not at all.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Guys, great news. We've got voice notes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Kumutu, I know you're just disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing.
Yeah.
That's a very bad idea. How do you put all these people together with that steroids and this thing in Trebizwang, roid rage? They have uncontrollable temper. So you're putting all those people, you don't even have a limit in terms of how much of these steroids they can take. And you put them there. They are competing against one another. Omung haba musiya mola ba mata musoto shababa na bavan. Awa, kumutu. They can miss me with that one.
Umanje Glenn, who will take liability of the complications that these enhancements come with? I'm a heart failure, kidney failure. Yeah. Who will take the responsibility of all of those things?
Good point. I don't think it should be allowed. I'd rather say let's do the Olympics for people who don't go to the gym. Who hardly ever go to the gym.
What?
Who hardly ever go to the gym. Yeah, this steroids here, I promote. Like that lady was. I think homos, sometimes you just argue just to piss us off.
No, I think I'm okay to be the devil's advocate. All I'm saying is.
Nah, when I signed my contract, they never mentioned the devil. Nas.
Because you were never
going to
sign.
Guys, there's so much doping happening in sport. To try and control it, I don't think it's a bad idea.
No.
And to try and find out what would we be like if we were superhuman.
So they've done those experiments.
There's science, there's money involved, there's performance enhancing drugs. Let's see what Usain looks like if he's superhuman.
I have done those experiments before.
In the job that you do, mm-hmm. and you're not taking any enhancements. Let's say you take something, would you? They say to you, are allowed to go to the banyana clan. Yes.
Oh, nice one. Oh, yes.
Nice one.
I know. Yes. Yes. Would you take them?
If it's legal, why not?
If they say to you, you can take supplements of some sort, but they are not illegal. I would do it.
You know, one superpower I wish I had in this line of work was infinite memory. I wish I could just remember details about stuff, because really we live in a world where often history repeats itself. You know, sometimes it's over years, sometimes it's over months. And if there was a pull I could take, why not?
I completely agree. Where you can just dial back or...
Komosa is already taking one because ushaye traffic angayibhekanga.
And it's yes.
Enhanced, look.
That's why I defend that.
Enhanced, man.
Better traffic as I share.
Imagine if you would pick up a cow with your bare. See, even she wants it.
A cow?
Yeah, I'll pick up a cow with her bare hands.
Isn't Lilin?
Was her mother last time and the results were not good.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You know, for the lack of a better word, I think this is, sure, I don't know what to call it, but it's ridiculous, man. And I feel it shouldn't be allowed, because what if, abantu, they don't know if whether they do have an addictive personality or not. Now you start using these things for Rukuchi, you know, I just want to participate in this competition and see. And then once you get hooked, and then what's going to happen? So I really think it's really wrong. I don't know what was the motivation behind the whole thing. Which is, why do you want to see enhanced? Because you can see, you've already seen on some of the people that were using all these drugs, ukuthi ba destroy ama careers wabo kanjani. So why would you want to do it and ufuna ukuthi abantu bayenze officially?
Kumuntu, a truck is a truck, you know, so that's why they take a certain portion for them not to get addicted or for them for their body not to collapse against the truck about tata. So imagine if you are given, because if one feels good to low young shia, if me let us say it dosage year one, gonna say that's a three, and that's not good, and then people are gonna die.
So so we might as well say we actually want to do an experiment. We want 50 year olds to volunteer who've never had alcohol in their lives.
They'll see.
And they must drink every day.
Yeah.
Do you know, guys, I think you forget, because this is an institution, it will be a controlled environment.
Uh-huh.
It's not like people are just going to be doping like they're drinking water.
It's an institution that is in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
How many times
people easily get addicted?
Like Michael Phelps won 5 or 6 medals when he was high on
cocaine.
Yes, not cocaine, on the cream.
Greens.
But you control environment.
Yeah, but you are also forgetting that this one will be incentivized, two it will be controlled, and there will be checked.
How do you control it? Please tell me how.
I don't know. Marana Aaron
De Souza. How do you control it?
If I control it right now.
So I mean, the impression that I'm getting is that before you participate. When you go, whatever club it is, where these athletes will meet, you'll be given a certain portion of these drugs.
Yeah.
So that you don't take more.
So chances are they'll even inject you with some metal liquid of some sort. Because they say that there will be high levels of science. So I'm assuming that you're going to put your body through quite a lot for you to be superhuman. It's not just about the drugs. It's because you guys are exposed to the drugs. You are thinking, drugs. But there will be science backing it up. There will be...
So if I want to participate in this thing, go Las Vegas,
super rugby. You guys are just overthinking it.
No, we are not.
I don't think it's as dirty as you guys make it out
dirty.
To be. No, guys. This is already happening. This guy is saying, for all of you guys that are delinquents, that are doping every day, come here. Let's do it the right way.
It's not the right
Stop
way.
Stop breaking the rules of Olympics. Stop dirtying the sports, the pure sport. Let the purest stay pure.
Oh, what's next?
You dirty folks.
What's next?
Come over.
What's next? We're playing soccer with drugs and alcohol. We see all the players that play that do drugs and alcohol. Mm. So we see Abu Maradona there.
But they will have their own league. They will have their own league.
What do we call that league?
Drunk league. It doesn't matter. It's controlled.
What
if they give them metal wrists so that Bolo Haiba Plaza is going to rob them? Do you know what I mean? So I think.
What are you watching?
Do not.
Why are you staying?
No, guys. I think you guys are just writing this off before you actually see it.
We've written it off.
No,
and
don't
that's
write it.
It
off.
It's
don't
off. It's
where,
off.
Where does Idris Elba act as a superhuman? That movie?
Leonard the Rock, no.
Yes. Or Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah.
For Hobbs and Shaw, that guy is still normal. He just has other things like a memory.
It's a movie.
That's what he wants to do.
So,
he wants to turn the
believe,
movie to reality.
You believe into the Avengers that they are real?
You think there are no rings? Baba? You think umuntu
mangathi? You think Thanos has rings?
Thanos has rings, Baba! There's a Thanos here! Hey, this guy.
He's a voice
note. Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, vula namehlo. Angiboni le Illuminati le.
Illuminati
le. Bayiqala bayenzele desert. Bafuna nje wonke lo nyaka ni lokho ni prepare nibe hooked to that. Bese niyo collapse la le desert ni fele devs at desert. This is the population. Eh? Angiboni. Bayajwa ama trucks le bawe bull desert abasabuya Illuminati.
Khomotsa awri kibe controversial. Ask the guys about Viagra because that is also a steroid. Ask them about Viagra and why they're
superhumans.
Yeah, we like to play nice, but in reality, it's a thing. Viagra is a thing. People take it and it helps.
Sister, first of all, Wale is the number one vendor dandana up in here.
Dandana,
the number one dandana vendor up in here.
All I want to say is that it's almost 5 p.m. Ask this question at 9 p.m. I'll give you an answer.
I love her because the truth of the matter is, in most forms, humans take something just to function.
Yeah, I eat to function.
No, some people take this and that to function.
So, sister,
and then when it gets to the dance, there are people that also take something to function. Even some don't even need it, but they want the boost to feel like Iron Man in there, and they take it.
Sister, we are happy for you. Lenale budget ya Viagra. Wow. Ronar Nayona, the cost of living
is too high.
Viagra.
Who will say? Show me a man who will say, yes, I do it.
No, now I know a few guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Papa. No,
it's natural. Guys, strong molly. You are enhancing every day.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.